The Veld says the famous story. This is what happened with Reb Chaim Belozhiner. He was mocked, but never to say a bracha if there's somebody not there to say amen.
Wow.
So one night, it was 3 o'clock in the morning, and he wanted to take a drink, and he didn't make brachas without somebody answering amen. That was his chumra, Reb Chaim Belozhiner. All of a sudden, there was a knock on the door, and a bracha from yeshiva came to ask him shot in the taisis. So he said, oh, Gvaldik, I can take a drink of water, you'll answer amen.
That's a good question.
And he answered, amen. He talked some learning. The Bacher left. The next morning, he went over to thank the Bacher for coming to his house. Bacher said, I never came. The Torah says, the Rebbeinu sent a Malach that liked that Bacher, but he was Mechabed that Bacher from then and on because that's the way the Malach came. I don't know. So that's what the Bacher says. B'hu be'echad and b'yu shevenu. If he's alone and there's nobody to answer, amen. But Navsha Ibsa Bayoas, he wants it so much, so the Rabbanis don't make it work. That's how they say shot in the bus for Reb Chaim Belozhiner's story. What?
He's spoken learning also. I thought he came
to Malach.
Can I talk to him?
I'm sorry, I thought I was speaking to him.
Okay, we are on Saturday. Did I start recording? How do I know?
Yes, you did.
Okay. We are up to Tashma, 3 lines in the bottom, Tzadi Ches Amid Aleph. Again, we're still working on the following question. If a ger is Megayer, along with his brother, can he marry his brother's wife? The Shaila is on a wife that the brother married post-Gerus. That's the Shaila. So we want to bring Rias one way or the other way. It was a Machloikus, Rav Acha, and Rav Sheshes, and now we're still trying to prove that question. Tashima. Ger Shaisa L'dasa B'gdusha V'ayrasa Shalai B'gdusha. A ger who was conceived as a guy, he's not really a ger. He was born as a Jew, so really the name ger is not exact. Yash L'shera Eim, biblically, he has maternal relatives because his mother was Jewish and he is Jewish. But he has no paternal relatives because his father was a guy. Right. Ketzat. Thus, Achaisim and Aim, Yaitzi. If he marries his maternal sister, he's got to divorce her. Right. Rashi. Ger shayse l'dasa shay b'kdusha l'dasa b'kdusha. Nasa chayse min ha'em. Key Rashi here. He married his maternal sister who was a guy who at the time when he was conceived, okay, let me try to explain. Mr. Guy married Mrs. Guy and they had a girl. Then Mr. Guy had conceived another child, and Mrs. Guy converted while she was carrying the second child. So the second child is a born Jew who was a biological sister who was born to Guyish parents. She might have been Megayer afterwards, but she never was Jewish. She wasn't born Jewish. She was born as a guy. Again, Mr. A married Mrs. A to Guyim, and they had a girl. That girl's a guy. Nothing wrong. She's a guy. Mr. A and Mrs. A, Mrs. A conceived another child for Mr. A. But then she converted while she was pregnant. That baby born is a Jew. He has a biological sister who was not Jewish at the time of her birth. She was a guy at the time of her birth. So, at best, she's Gersh and his guy I could cut. Jeanette will tell me. She's not his sister. She's biologically his sister, but she's not halachically his sister, because she was a Gaia. He was born a Jew. She was born a Gaia. She was converted. That's great and wonderful, but she's not halachically his sister. And now he wants to marry her.
If she was his twin, he could not marry her.
That would be biblical. If she was his twin, they were both born Jewish. There's a complete Jewish sister. That would be Karis. But she was not his twin. She was a Goya. She was Megayer. Biblically speaking, there's nothing wrong in marrying her. It's not his sister.
He had the same mother and father.
Same mother and father. One is a guy, one is a yid. So they're not related. But you have to divorce her. Because this is a maternal relative, a maternal blood relative. And therefore, we break the marriage up because we think people are going to say you're allowed to marry your sister. Let's read the Rashi. She was born as a guy. It's not his sister that you cut in Shunaila, dummy. She's a cut in Shunaila. If we let him marry his biological sister, who was a Gaia at the time of birth, he might come to marry his biological sister, who's born after his Gairus, which is after his mother's Gairus, which is a complete Jewish sister, the Behia Kakaris, the Lady Shnei Bekdusha, because they were both born to Jewish mother. This is a total maternal sister born to a Jewish lady, and therefore that would be Karis. So if he marries his biological sister, who was a guy at time of birth, we break it up because of Xera. Midoraisi's allowed to. It's not a relative. Rabbanan stepped in because they're afraid that he's going to say, oh, I can marry my biological sister, so I can marry my other biological sister. And your other biological sister is a Zachaisa. But the right side, that's Karis.
He's like a far-fetched fear.
What?
He's like a bit of a far-fetched fear. Yeah, you can't marry your sister. She was a goy. Everybody knows you're not.
I don't tell you.
Do you hear that?
I hear your talk. Tysus learns a different shot here. Tysus learns that you don't need a Xavier for this case. Any Arabic that was ushered to a guy as a guy. We keep Usher as a yid, he shouldn't say he got a new kula. So a guy's not allowed to marry his sister. So therefore, even if they're Megayer, you're not allowed to marry your sister, because then they'll say, oop, as a guy, I couldn't marry her, now I can.
I'm sorry, why can't the guy marry
his sister? Because that's one of the ervas that Ben-Nayach has certain arayas. Ben-Nayach has certain gila arayas. It's one of the seven mitzvahs Ben-Nayach. One of them is a sister. So Ben-Nayach can't marry his sister. So if he comes as a Jew and he wants to marry her, he's going to say, I'm better off as a Jew than I was as a guy. And we don't want that. That's what Tysus says. But Rashi doesn't say that. We're learning Rashi. Rashi says it's Xero.
And by Mina Av, we don't have such a thing? The Rabbanim don't step in?
But
there were two different mothers who were the same father.
It's a Chayse Minayim.
You can.
Mina Av Yekayim. Rashi.
Even Mina Rabbanim.
Rashi. Everybody realizes that paternal relationships by Goyim aren't real. And there's really no Xera, because he was born Jewish to a Goyish father. So let's say his father has another child as a Jew. It's not his relative.
As a Jew, meaning his father was a Megayer afterwards?
Yeah, his father was a Megayer afterwards. Again, Mr. A and Mrs. A had a daughter as a Goya. Mr. A and Mrs. A are now, Mrs. A is now pregnant with a boy. They're both Megayer, Mr. and Mrs. A. The boy is born. He has no relatives. He has his mother. That's his only relative at this point. He has no other relatives. He's not a Ger, but every relative of his is a Ger. Then, Mr. and Mrs. A have a child as a Jew, as Jewish. They're both Jewish. They're both Jewish. So now, this new child as a Jew is totally related to the boy that was born to Mrs. A after she converted. Is not related paternally, because it's not, he had a Goyish father and this kid had a Jewish father.
Same person, though. Same man.
But it doesn't make a difference. He was a guy, now he's a yid. So let's say Mr. A married a different woman and had a child. Wouldn't be related to this boy, biblically. This kid doesn't have a father. It was a guy who's a father.
No brotherhood at all.
Okay. No relationship at all.
Okay.
Are there certain goyim that are in higher status, let's say a ger toshav or someone?
Nothing. Not for this. Not for this.
And if we. In other words, even for sure, it's a perception more than anything else.
No, it's halacha.
Based on perception?
No.
Is there a custom?
There's this guy who got into an elder, but it's there's a custom.
The concept that the father, we don't know who the father is.
Again, even if they're twins, we said we don't consider it a father.
I guess Tosha doesn't have to worry about things like this to be Mekayim.
A Ger Toshav is the same as every other guy. The only difference is he keeps Sheva Mitzvahs.
Sheva Mitzvahs would not protect them from our conception of...
I don't know what you mean, protect them. He'll go to Olam Haba as a Ger Toshav. A Ger Toshav is a regular guy who, instead of not keeping Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, commits himself to a life of Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach.
The kid don't trust the mother to say who the father is.
It makes no difference. If they become Jewish, they're not related.
Why do they call it Ger Toshav?
Why is it called a Ger Toshav? It's because he's allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. Goyim are not allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. So people who serve Avodah Zarah and don't keep Sheva Mitzvahs don't belong in Eretz Yisrael. But if he keeps Sheva Mitzvahs, he's a Ger Toshav, meaning he's a guy who's allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael.
Why don't we kick out all the Arabs?
Go right ahead. Go right ahead. It's just not safe. You don't have to be much of an epic for this. But only Ger Toshav is allowed in there. So, Ger Toshav, we have a mechuyav to give him tzedakah. We're mechuyav to keep them alive. They're goyim that are doing exactly what goyim are supposed to do. And they get Olam Haba. They live a life of keeping Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. They have seven mitzvahs that they have to keep. Six are easy and one is very hard. Stealing. Very hard because they get very little leeway. Because a guy can't steal anything. Anything at all. He has no proof to nothing. If he steals, he's like a jailer. Gezel is very hard for them. But the other six, I mean, if they live decent lives, shouldn't be committing it. They shouldn't be eating Avim and Achai, and they shouldn't be blaspheming, and they shouldn't kill people, and they shouldn't do Gilei Arayis, and they shouldn't do Avodah Zarah. So it leaves them with Dinim. This should be part of a judicial system. It's not... Six of the seven are doable. The seventh is hard. It's doable, but it's hard.
Yeah, but I thought you said we can't say that tomorrow. So the Yid is better for him.
What?
Usually the Yid, we said we can never make it by the Yid part never be easier than the Goy part, right?
Plenty of other things.
Okay.
What other thing?
Rabbi, is there a lot of...
What?
I'm sorry.
What?
Not a good question.
He's not asking you.
What's the answer?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I thought we said there is no case that a Yid that is being more kulidik than a Goy.
But guess what's easier now?
Because he can steal Pach Mishav HaPruta, that's because the Yid is Meichel. It's not mutter to steal Pach Mishav HaPruta. You're not allowed to steal the Yid either, Pach Mishav HaPruta. Yes?
As far as those track hours? Is it the same?
No, their Arias are much more, they have less Arias, much less Arias. The other six pretty much track hours.
Where is that spelled out, what their Arias are?
In Sekhtas and Hedron. From Sukkim.
Do you have a booklet with those seven booklets? Like
I think Chabad prints all the laws of the seven Noah laws.
Secular societies too that track their, I don't know what they follow.
Yeah, you can go online and look at Noah's laws. It's like very they're claimed to follow it.
Why don't you have a sponsor to do with us? Every day you sponsor this week. Do you take that for that?
Okay.
Why are you into Noah laws all of a sudden?
I'm not. I'm curious.
Sweet expression.
Okay, so not so I said, I'm going to be able to get to an Avi Kayim. Okay, now we get a little more complicated, so let's follow this.
There's a maternal, and then there's a maternal.
Mr. A and Mrs. A have a daughter as a Goya.
Right, yeah.
Mr. A and Mrs. A have a child that's born after he was conceived, before he was born. Mr. A marries a different woman. Mr. A is now converted. He marries a different woman and has a boy. Mrs. A has a daughter. Mrs. A's daughter is a total sister to the boy. And Mr. A's son is not related.
One he can see, one he
can't.
Exactly. Yeah, but that's the maternal sister. Then there's a paternal sister. And then the maternal sister of father is the third.
The paternal sister. That's it. I didn't get to the third case. You're jumping ahead. Next case. Achoy Sa'av Mina'im. His father's sister, his father's maternal sister. Now, this has a maternal side to it. So Chazal are worried that if we let him marry his father's sister, who he converted, but she's his father's maternal sister, once we hear the word maternal, we get nervous and we make gzeira. Even though this is his father's sister, and his father is not related to him, but it's his father's maternal sister, the fact that it's his father's maternal sister makes a service. What?
I'm not sure.
His father was Megayer, his father's sister was Megayer.
He was born when?
He was born from a Jewish mother and a Goyish father.
That father?
That father had a sister who's his maternal sister.
She was Megayer before she was born or after she was born?
Makes no difference.
Does it matter?
Makes no difference. The fact that it's maternal, Chazal said, we have to include it in the Xera. Even though it's his father's sister, and he's not related to his father, but it's his father's maternal sister, so we get nervous. Rashi, because once we hear the word maternal, we say, oh, he's going to marry a maternal sister. Even though it's his father's maternal sister, it's not his sister. It's part of the Xera.
Up to his aunt from his mother?
No. His aunt from his mother would also be no problem. It's up to his own sister. Once we hear the word maternal, we get nervous.
We don't get nervous about the word sister.
Right. Because
sister. Paternal sister. Sister's okay. Maternal's not okay.
Maternal's not okay, correct. It's all how Chazal view it, and I understand your problem. The next question is Minav. If it's his father's paternal sister, Yikayim. Again, no problem. There's no maternal involved. The next case, Achoy Sa'ei Mina'im Yaitzi. His mother's maternal sister. It's his mother, and she's his real mother. Not a gay. She was born, she's Jewish, he's Jewish. Her maternal sister, who is Megayer.
Her grandmother was a
Shiksa. Her grandmother was a Shiksa. Her aunt was a Shiksa who was Megayer. Doesn't make a difference, Yaitzi, because here you have double maternal. It's his mother, his Jewish mother, maternal sister.
Atu
sister. Minav. How about his maternal sister, his mother's paternal sister? His mother had a sister from one father. His mother is Jewish. His aunt, his mother's paternal sister, was a Goya that was Megayer.
Different mothers.
Different mothers. So it's his mother. There is a maternal side here, but it's not in the way it's related to the mother. So Rameir says, listen, we still hear the word mother here. And the Chacham say, since it's a paternal sister of his mother, we're not afraid that people will get confused because the word paternal was there.
In a different order.
In a different order, right. Rashi, Minav, Yikayim, it's not similar to a father's maternal sister. because they're maternal. Because it's a paternal relationship. Anything that has any maternal mixed into it, get out. Okay. Now we move on. He can marry his maternal brother's wife. Okay, let's set up the case. Mr. and Mrs. A had a boy. A guy. Mr. and Mrs. A. Mrs. A conceived, was Maguire, and now they have this boy. He has a brother, a biological brother. Same mother. That one was a guy. He is Jewish. That one was Maguire now. They're not related. He got married. He can marry that brother's wife. Which was the case of the Machloikas? And that's why we brought this price in. It says, Mutra be'eshes achamimai. Because it's a relationship through marriage. And since it's a relationship through marriage, don't make it zero.
Regardless of Bach or not? Gagos of Bach.
You can be Gairis and not Gairis, it makes no difference.
Okay.
And this guy's father's brother's wife is mutter. It's his paternal, who has no relationship, his father's brother's wife. I don't care if it's maternal or paternal. It's through marriage. Since it's through marriage, it's not included in the Xera. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. The reason the Bach took it out is because Rashi says Afilim Imai. If the Gemara said it, why would Rashi say it? The Rabbanim weren't geizer that he might confuse it with his Jewish brother's wife. The Bekur v'gazer the Rabbanim. Because this bride is saying they only worry about biological relatives. Abba Midid l'gazer de Kedushin. A relative that comes about through marriage, like l'gazer. And since this is his brother's wife, this is not his biological relative. It's his brother's biological, but his wife is not biological. They wouldn't make the gzera. Back to the Braisa. Nasa Isho Bita, what happens if a guy marries... Ushar Kol Arayos Mutarifai, Lasuya Isha Saav. He can marry all other Arayos that are through marriage, including his father's wife. His father was Megayer. He had a wife who was a Goyim, and she was Megayeris, not his mother. He can marry her. Some Rishonim learned that this depends whether a guy can marry Eshesav. It's a Machlokes Tanoim, whether a guy is allowed to marry Eshesav. They want to say this is only going to the Mandiyam, but it says a guy can marry Eshesav. But if a guy can't, he's going to say, I came from a harder one to an easier one. So some Rishonim want to learn, it depends on that machlokes. Not the issue bita, kindness achas umaitzi achas. A guy married a mother and a daughter. Perfectly legal for a guy. He married a woman and he married her daughter. He has two wives. And now he's Megayer. They're all three Megayer. They're not related. The mother and the daughter are not related. But it's Isho Bita. Lamaisa, he's married to a woman and her daughter, her biological daughter. They were Megayer. Kainas achas and maitziachas. We make him divorce one. There we make him divorce one because they just don't want a guy to be married to a mother and a daughter. Rashi. It's rabbinic. Not the issue bita gear the almakoi. It's doing a regular gear. She not to be yisayv kachavim issue bita. He married as a guy, a woman and her daughter. When his guy was imai, they were megayer with him. Dilu hide in other bedusha. This boy that was born as a Jew, like not to be issue bita, can never marry a woman and her daughter. He's a Jew. Nimtaimer she not to be yirish in his guy raim vabas the less lo kurva. Are you going to tell me this born Jew married two giyirishin, a mother and a daughter? If you cut in shenayla dami lomeli gear. I don't have to have a gear. I feel it be Yisrael Nami Matzilim Remachi. Any Jew marries two Geirisim. Nothing to do with him being a gear. He's not a gear. It has nothing to do with any relatives. So therefore, the case is a guy marries a woman and a daughter.
I'm worried about the
not understanding the mechanism. He's married to them both. All going. He converts. They convert. They're no longer married.
Correct.
So now, he marries...
He's allowed to marry one, not the other.
So when he says motzi...
Well, if he does marry both, biblically it works. We make him divorce one.
What do you mean, he's biblically works if he married to mom, remarried, and he has chuppah with mom, and now he goes under chuppah with daughter, who's not related to her mother anymore, because between the two ladies, they're not related, but we say no way, so he's just trying to restore his household.
Correct.
Not to forget.
Yeah. That's Rashi says for Xavid. We don't want people married to a woman and a daughter, so we say even if he's married to two former Gayim, woman and a daughter, we make him divorce one. The next line makes no sense, and the Gemara is going to go on it later. However, if he asks us, he shouldn't marry, but it doesn't say whom. Rashi says, the Braita ends now with the following case. Meisa Ishtai. Guy was married, a guy married a woman, they both converted, his wife died. Mutar b'chamaisai. He can marry his mother-in-law who converted. He's not allowed to marry a daughter and a mother while they're both alive. But if his wife died, he's allowed to marry her mother, even though he ends up being married to a mother and a daughter, but not at the same time. A Jew can't do that. A Jew can't marry his mother-in-law. But a guy can marry a mother-in-law after his wife dies, because it's not his mother-in-law, because his wife wasn't related to her anymore, because they were both Megayer. Same thing. The Ikidatani Asir Bechavaita. I just like to be. And some say, another Bryce says, no, he can't. And the Gemara is going to explain, it depends on the Machloikas we had a while back. Chamaisa, after his wife dies, is it still as severe as while his wife is alive? We had a Machloikas from the Pasik, Isai Ve'eshen. Burn him and them. So one Mandiyamar said that once his wife dies, there's no more Srefa, there's no more severity. So therefore, we would let a man, a ger, marry his wife to Giyaris's mother. The other man, the Amr, says it's just as severe, so we would not let. That's how the Gemara is going to explain to Machloikas about whether he can marry his mother-in-law.
Is that just a Raisa?
It's all dropped. What do you mean?
What do you mean? Marry afterwards.
The Gemara had a Machloikas by a Jewish man whose wife died. If he marries his mother-in-law, is it as severe as when she's alive?
What do you mean severe?
The punishment.
But it's all going...
All biblical.
Well, you can marry. I thought the only sister you can marry. The opposite you can marry.
You can marry a sister. So that's what the Gemara is going to explain. But what we want from this whole bride is the next line. All we want from this bride is, it says, Ktanimiyas Mutabeishas Achav. It says he can marry his brother's wife. Two people are Megayer, one of them dies, the other one can marry his wife. So it says, and this was a Machloikas way back, and here it says you can marry a brother's wife. That's what we brought this in for. Simply put, it's his brother who was Megayer, married a woman, then he died, you can marry his wife. Before we said that some people said that's Aser. And for the Gemara, Lord, did not subscribe to Chavim. It means the wife he had as a guy. He was married as a guy. She was Megayer, he was Megayer, they're not married anymore. You want to marry that woman who was your brother's wife when he was a guy, that you're allowed to do.
They never married
Jews. Never married as Jews. That's why we brought this whole bride down. Yes, Ramaj, you had a question?
Just in general, when a person gives his wife a divorce, he has to sever all ties with her.
I don't know what that means.
But his mother-in-law, his ex-mother-in-law, might still be related to him, even though he's severed relationship with her daughter.
Correct. It's the Torah. You're right. The word related is not the word to use. She's still an erva. I call it what you want in English. She's not related. He's not related to any marriage that breaks up. Nobody's.
She's only an erva because he was married to his daughter.
He was.
What do you mean? Is that called mother-in-law anymore?
Yes.
What's that?
Yes,
yeah. According to what?
For erva, she's a mother-in-law.
Yeah.
For. If you want to know whether you should include her in your will, no. It's your ex-mother-in-law. Why would you include her in your will?
Good
bubby
to your children.
She
doesn't have children.
It's the same. Makes no difference. Rashi. Mutim chamayis etekul ha'ilagaz rabbanam v'ikid etari asim chamayis pukzayim v'farish l'kaman. So we ended the sugya. At the end of the day, we're left with the machlokes. Can a guy marry his brother's wife, right? Paternal, maternal, we had all kinds of svaras before. We didn't prove anything. All we proved was if a guy marries a woman and he's Megayer and they don't live together as Jews, then his brother can marry his wife because it was not a wife as a Jew, it was a wife as a guy. That's all we proved. We haven't proven anything else. And now we're into going back to the bride. So we're ending the sugya as we started discussing a lot ago. The machlokes remains the machlokes, and we didn't prove anybody right or wrong.
It would make a difference if there was a divorce instead of a death of a brother.
As a guy or as a Jew?
As a Jew.
As a Jew makes no difference. As a guy, it makes no difference. Meaning, he was married to her as a guy. He's no longer married to her. He can marry him. As a Jew, makes no difference how the marriage broke up. It was your brother's wife. No. Something about my wife. Amamar. Nasa isha bita, kainas achas amaitziachas. The bride just said, you married a woman and her daughter, you marry one and divorce one. L'chatchila lo yichnais. But don't marry her. Now, who shouldn't you marry? Hashtafuki mapik l'chatchila mi boi? We're telling him he has to divorce one. Obviously, he can't marry both. What does that mean, l'chatchila don't marry? You can marry one of them. You can't marry the second one even with the oven. So what does it mean, l'chatchila lo yichnas? Hashtabukim mapik l'chatchila nibayi? Zot the Gemara hasam koi. It's going back in the other ervas. V'hachi kamar. Hach di amar rabbanon yikayim? L'chatchila lo yichnas. Even those that we said, if you marry them, you can stay married to them. If you ask them a question, they'll say, stay away. If you come and ask Bezen, can I marry my mother's paternal brother? The Chacham said, if you do, you stay married. If you ask Bezen, they would say, what do you need it for? Stay away from your relatives, from your Gaish relatives. That's what L'chatchila lo yichnas means. We won't break the marriage up, but if you ask us a question, we would say, stay away from your relatives. Stay away! That's what L'chatchila lo yichnas means. Rashi, paternal sister, and all the rest of the cases. We had a whole bunch of cases that we said, right, a guy's Megayer, he has a paternal sister who was a guy and was Megayer. We said if they get married, we don't break it up. It's only paternal. You ask a question, should you marry her? The answer is don't. Your sister. Your paternal sister. Who's now a Gyarish? You're not related to her. If you marry her, we're not going to break it up because it's a paternal relationship. But you ask her, should you marry her? The answer is no.
Because you're opening up a can of worms.
Because you're getting involved and saying, you know, stay away. It's like the Chazal saying, what are we in here for?
If she's an orphan, there's nobody left in her family, the same advice.
You're obbying me. He doesn't like when I call him with his crazy questions. But you're trying to emotionally make me feel bad. No, I look. How are you doing? She's an orphan. She's a netbuch. What do you do? I don't know. The chatzila don't marry her. Support her. Not in this case. This is the case. He had converted, his paternal sister converted. And he wants to marry her. And the answer is, if you do, we're not going to say anything. You ask us, don't do it. The only reconstruction of a household was Isho Bita. Don't think about that. Meisi Isho Mutter B'chamayisai, B'ikin Defender Aser B'chamayisai. Chadek Rebbe Shmo, B'chadek Rebbe Kiva. We had this machloikus earlier, and that was a machloikus whether the severity of a mother-in-law drops after the death of the wife. Rabbi Shmuel, the man the answer, Rabbi Shmuel, the Rechamay Tzalach, Rabbi Sibi Surah Kaima. Rabbi Shmuel said it's the same severity. The guy began to ask for Rabbanah. So the Rabbanah said, we're not going to let you marry your wife's mother. Man the Shari, Rabbi Kiva, the Rechamay Tzalach, Rabbi Sibi Kalash, Rabbi Surah. It weakens. Not Tzrefa. Once it weakens by Yisrael, God began to ask for Rabbanah. Karas. Or a lab, but it's not like this. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Igan is colorfully assured, Lagabi Yisro, ain't a Bisrafa. Took to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, the fire is low, Bisha Rabba, we had it in the 10th letter.
So
it's
saying that according to Jewish law, if you marry your ex-mother-in-law,
it's Bisrafa. Oh, because your wife died?
Yeah.
So Machlaikas, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva.
In other words, it changes the status a little bit.
That's, according to Rabbi Kiva, it does, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it doesn't. Correct. Dr. Mishnah Weiter. Chamesh Nashim Shinis Arbu Velaniseya. Okay? Here is five women gave birth, and nobody knows which baby belongs to whom. I did the Rashi. Chamesh Nashim Shinis Arbu Velaniseya. I'm just starting this Mishnah. Five women gave birth, and nobody knows who belongs to whom. They mixed up in the maternity ward. You know, there were some paiskim, don't mean to scare anybody, there were some paiskim in Europe that told women not to give birth in a hospital because you don't know that they're going to keep your kids separate. Not today, years ago. Because of this fear. How do you know it's your kid? Because the nurse brings you that kid?
When they used to put the lady out and then they stayed there for 2 weeks.
Exactly. Exactly.
Brings a baby, the stomach baby.
Again, it happens, but it's Baruch Hashem, not frequent. But you have five women that their babies got mixed up. Now, we're in Yibum territory. They all, each of these women had a son, another son, right? And these women, these mixture got married, all died without children. What happens with Yibum and Chalitza? There are five potential brothers to each one of them. Each one of them has a brother. We don't know who it is.
One father, though?
Yeah. Yeah, they're Achim and Av.
All five have the same father?
No. Five women gave birth to different fathers. And the babies got mixed up. Those same fathers had children, a son, from a different marriage.
They didn't get mixed up.
So now each one of these mixtures has a definite brother. He just doesn't know which one it is.
From the same mother.
In this case, we're talking about same father, same mother changes the halacha. We'll see that why as we go along. Each one of these mixture has a definite brother. One of those five boys is his brother. But since he doesn't know who his father is, because he doesn't know who his mother is, how can he know who his father is? So he knows that one of these people are his brother. He doesn't know which one. This would be a good case for DNA. But there is no DNA. So
20% chance that he's the right one, so you can't rely on that.
Exactly. So we'll have to see what happens. Come back tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.
Yes.